Aim and point at black, please.
Coming right up, Professor.
Can you help me?
Shoot.
5 across. The clue is more than a feeling. Begins with D.
Is it dance?
D something A something H.
D A H. More than a feeling. D. Death? More than a feeling. That can't be right.
Well, it fits with the rest. D E A T H.
Hark, the Herald, Angel Sings by Kevin Gildee.
There you go, Alison, a baby sham.
I didn't order a drink.
It's from the gent at the end of the bar.
Which gentleman?
Well, Alison, considering there's only two of you at the bar, I'd be guessing it's the man at the end of the bar.
Slodge at a store.
Oh, tell him I said thanks, but I don't want him to sit with me.
She says thank you, Professor, but she doesn't want you to join her.
I know. I heard her. Give her a packet of peanuts as well. That might soften her up.
No, thank you.
I guess I'll have to go back to looking in the purse and the lads in the Herald. Female seeks male for good times and more. What more can there be than good times? I wonder women are never happy.
Don't heed him, Alison.
Who?
Never mind.
Eamon?
Andy, are you okay? You look like you saw a ghost.
Oh, no ghost.
Sure you're okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I just need to... Look, have you got somewhere I could leave my luggage for a bit?
Yeah, sure. You can stick it in the keg cellar. Behind the bar here. Do you need a hand?
No, I'm fine. Thanks a lot. They're not as heavy as they look.
Will I stick on a pint for you?
Yeah, that'll be grand.
Hey, careful going down the stairs.
Okay.
Is he looking at me?
Who?
The man at the end of the bar.
Yes, Alison, he is.
That's nice.
Sure you don't need a hand?
No. I'm fine, thanks. I'm just putting the last one down.
More people dead in Afghanistan.
There's your pint, Andy.
Thanks.
What's that smell?
That's lady's smell.
Slodge
it. Oh, it's hairspray. Well, Nancy, she hates the smell of luggage. She thinks the hairspray livens things up.
Strong smell. Well, still, what the lady wants, the lady gets. Isn't that right, Alison?
Don't patronise me, Twit.
Ah, oh, that's the spirit, little lady.
Mm. Looks like that hit the spot.
Yeah, hit it all right. The spot.
Out damn spot, as the Lady Macbeth says.
Stick us on another, will you?
What's with the luggage?
I'm going on holiday.
Oh, 2 weeks in a pub. Dream holiday.
Huh? No, I'm off tonight, you know. I was just packing the car and thought, I'll get a few pints on the way to the airport. Yeah, I didn't want to leave the luggage in the car. You know what it's like out there. Get stolen or robbed or smashed up, you know.
Must have the whole house and the kitchen sink in there.
Yeah, it's all in there.
The whole family going?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all off. Meet them at the airport later. They'll get the airport bus.
So you're finally taking them away?
Yeah. They've been at me for years.
But you got delayed at the pub.
Yeah. Oh, that's men.
We missed you the last few nights.
I had to organise things. Packing and that. Yeah.
Another pint?
Yeah.
This time tomorrow, all your worries will be gone.
That's what I'll miss when I'm gone.
Herald, get your paper.
Hark the Herald. Hey, Angel, have you got any good news in that paper of yours for change?
Why don't you get a new joke?
Why don't you get some new news?
Herald.
Here, give me one. Hey, barman pays.
Why don't you pay, Andy?
Every pub needs its own paper. It's one of the services a pub offers along with warmth, shelter and companionship.
You forgot bullshit.
Pay the man.
Herald.
We don't need a Herald. Should we have one here?
That's yesterday's, Professor.
Oh, now you tell me. I've just been wasting my time reading yesterday's news. Wasting my emotions on events that aren't fresh. Wasting my compassion, my interest.
Angel, take the money before I start crying. Keep the change.
There is no change.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Hey, Angel, will you have a quick one before you fly?
Are you buying?
No.
Gotta go. There's no such thing as a quick one in this place. It's nothing or forever.
Ah, go on, have a drink.
No, no. The news won't sell itself. Until tomorrow, then. Harold! 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 Harold!
Another pint, whatever you have in yourself.
And who'll be paying for that one?
Yourself.
I'd pass, so.
Don't say I didn't offer.
You're putting them away today. You want to take it steady.
Steady the ship, eh? That family packing takes it out of you. Steady.
There you go. And there's a pint glass of water to wash it down.
Oh, I don't like to mix my drinks. You'd never know where that could lead. Mm. Yeah, Professor, you be the newsreader.
And the headlines. More people dead in Afghanistan. Victoria Beckham's got a new hat. Another man shot in gangland killing. Shot in the back of the head.
Jesus. How does a man do that? Walk up to another man and just...
BAM!
Jesus, Alison.
What sort of a man shoots a man in the back of the head?
What sort of man?
Well, he'd be a shy man. Hence the back of the head. Or a man you wouldn't trust. A type of man you definitely wouldn't marry. But if you had to marry him, he'd be the type of man you wouldn't sleep in the same bed as, that's for sure. No way. But if you had to sleep in the same bed as him, you wouldn't spoon him. Spooning would be a no-no. But if you had to spoon him, you wouldn't let him spoon you from behind. No, no. You'd be the behind spoon. But if you had to be the one spooned from behind, you'd sleep with your finger in the barrel of his gun. That's if he had a gun. But you wouldn't sleep with him if he had a gun in the bed with him. No woman would do that. But if you had to marry him and you had to sleep in the same bed with him and you to spoon with him spooning your behind and his gun in his hand and your finger in his gun, then I'd say at the end of the day, in a nutshell, he'd be the type of man that you'd sleep with as far over on your side of the bed as you could possibly sleep. In other words, the type of man you'd want to stay well away from.
A toast to a lady who knows her man.
Give me that paper. Well, the gunman walked up to him calmly while he was getting into his car, going to work, calmly, and shoots him twice in the back of the brain. And the man's two children in the back of the car. He was dropping them off to school.
A packet of peanuts for the lady of the sorrows.
Oh, the men think they can buy you with the packets of the peanuts. But all they give you is the thirst. Barman, another baby sham, s'il vous plaît.
Shot in front of his kid.
Makes you appreciate life.
Yeah, give us another pint there and a whiskey.
You don't drink whiskey.
Double.
What's got into you?
It's not what's got into me, it's what's going into me. Where's that pint?
Whose phone is that? Is it yours, Andy? Andy.
Let it ring. There's nobody I want to talk to.
Who's ringing you?
Where are you?
Why don't you answer your phone?
What are you doing ringing me outside the bleeding door?
There's no need to course, gentlemen. There's a lady present.
Flip off.
Feisty lady, I like.
I was ringing you to ask you to order me a pint so it'd be ready the minute I sat down.
I don't pull them that quick, Bernard.
Well, you're here now, so you can do it yourself.
Will you order me a Guinness, Andy?
Can you stick on a pint of Guinness for Bernard?
Tell him it's on its way.
It's on the way. How long will you be?
I'm here now.
There you are.
How are you?
How are you?
Not too bad in yourself.
Not too bad in yourself.
There you go, Bernard.
Thanks.
Cheers.
I had it ordered for you.
Much appreciated.
Nectar of the gods.
Oh, the gods are long dead.
Nectar of the dead gods.
Gods dead or alive, that'll be 480.
Andy?
Bernard?
480 when you're ready.
He's paying.
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't answer your phone to me. You wouldn't shout me a drink. Now you won't pay for it. Is there nothing this man will do for me?
With you, it's always me, me, me. And an innocent man shot in front of his kids. In gangland killing, page 1, turn to page 3.
Don't try and deflect attention away from you and your...
Only think about yourself. An innocent man killed in a gangland killing. Innocent. Killing. Broad daylight.
What do you want me to...
I want you to be disgusted.
There's enough to be disgusted by in this pub. Come on, it's your turn to pay.
I haven't been here the last 3 nights.
From the last time.
He's talking history.
I got the last one.
You do something, I have to do something. What would you call that, Professor?
A reciprocal model.
Well, that sounds dangerous. You know, that leads. Wanting the same. The same you do, the same you get. Reap what you sow. That's that. What you're proposing is tit for tat. Snap. Snap.
It's just fair, that's all.
Fair. Listen to him.
It's justice he's after.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a childish sense of justice. The fairest of them all. Innocent, stupid, dangerous, retarded idealism. None of this world at all. The nursery of fairyland. Yeats, Brothers Grimm, Lord Ha-Ha.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Back scratcher.
You, me, I, you.
Mirror man.
My turn, your turn.
Torn coat.
You do, I did.
Hat for tit.
Do as I do.
Sheep is sheep, woolly think.
Your go, my go.
Get ready, get set, go. Self-starter, pulling his wire.
I do this, you do that.
Child's play.
You do as I say.
Fascist.
Do it, do it.
2 shots.
In the back of the head.
Okay, okay, I'll pay, I'll pay.
Get me one while you're at it.
And take one for him.
The man was shot. Jesus. The man was shot. It was a case of mistaken identity. They thought he was somebody else. A father of 2. Not 1, not... But 2. 2 kids. Walked over to him. Broad daylight. Shot 2 in the back of the head as he got into his car. Leaned in the window. Must have been in the car. Shot in front of 2 children. They were in the back. That'd be right. If he shot him in front of them. A case of mistaken identity. He was a plumber. They shot a plumber.
Mistaken identity? Maybe they thought he was a banker.
How does that... How does a man do that to another man?
Your answer's in your question.
Huh?
How can a man do that to another man? Because of what he is. A man. It's in him.
Bullshit.
Man is disposed to annoyance. We need it in this comfortable world we now live in. It's the only way for the survival of the fittest to survive. We need to get on each other's tits enough to annoy each other enough to maim, kill. We need a mechanism to trigger the call. With scarce resources comes annoyance. We're genetically disposed towards it. Annoyance keeps the conflict ticking along nicely, and so the human race continues bombing along.
Sometimes I wonder why I bother coming out.
Bullshit.
Getting a bit annoyed there.
I just call bullshit when I hear bullshit.
Now there's an idea for a game show for the television. Bullshit! That's the catchphrase the audience would shout in the studio. Imagine, a room full of culchies up from Culchie Town for the day, shouting bullshit, waving their placards around with bullshit written on them, in crayon.
Hey, what you talking about culchies or you get a slap?
Well, watch it yourself, green, green grass of home. You'd want to shut that mouth of yours or you'll inhale too much CO2. And your unzoned lungs won't be able to handle it. We'll have to put you in intensive care. In a tractor cab.
Wish. Or I'll punch your face in like. And I'll leave it looking like a bicycle left overnight. I'm not counting 3.
Whoa. Easy, easy now, big man. Horse. Shake and make up. Huh? Shake and make up.
Put it there, huh? No hard feelings. Giant haystack.
Clatter the head off you, you little concrete spalding, you little abracadabra shite-hog.
Ah, fuck off, Super Mike. Okay, lads, that's enough. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Leave now.
Man of his word.
Does what he says he's going to do.
But he started it.
Started a long time ago.
Out, out.
Before you ever came into this pub, before any of us were here at all.
Come on, out with you.
Where are you from?
Ballyhonus, a mile outside.
You're a culty like me, I'm from Dumjambo.
Nice to meet you, now get out.
Why don't you throw him out?
He's a regular, this is his place.
But he's a Jackeen and you're from the country like me.
I'm here now. See ya.
Feck ya. I'm just back from LA. I'm an actor. Yeah, feck yous. You're all living in an old toy town. Jackeens.
Well done. I didn't think you had it in you, Eamon. You're one of us now.
Bernard, if you don't put a sock in it, you'll be the next out the door.
Oh, he's got a taste for it now. Throws one out. Suddenly he's Dirty Harry in Death Wish.
If you don't shut up, I'll knock you from here to eternity.
This is eternity.
Dirty Harry wasn't in Death Wish. Dirty Harry was Dirty Harry in Dirty Harry.
Charles Bronson was death wish. Which is sad because Charles Bronson was a really lovely man. Real genuine. Unlike a lot of these actors. But then a gang led by that long string of misery, the guy from The Fly, they attacked his family.
The death wishes?
Mrs. Death Wish and her daughter. And then Charles became a vigilante and visited retribution on them. Even that guy who was in The Fly, Steve Guttenberg. No, it was Bruce Dern. He was going to be big back then.
Oh, that was the same time as Love Story.
When was that? Death Wish, Love Story.
Oh, way back then.
Love Story and Death Wish were released in the same week of the same year, 1978. Love Story was the highest grossing film of that year, and Death Wish was too.
Oh, Ally McGraw, she was so beautiful. And Ryan O'Neill loved her as much as anyone ever loved anybody. And she had cancer. She was going to die, and then she did die, and he loved her even more. Now that she was dead, or then that she was dead. And he was so sad as anyone could ever be. I need to powder my nose.
Another snowball, Alison.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. That'd be lovely.
Two shots in the back of the head. Can you believe that? In real life. Imagine that. Real life. Unimaginable. In front of his kids. On a summer's day like this. A day like this. And then something like that.
Can we change the subject?
What do you want to talk about?
Anything, just not people dying on the front page of the Herald. Hey, tell us about your holiday.
You're going on holiday? I don't believe it. You never go anywhere.
Yeah.
His wife and kids have been at him for years. When was the last time you went away?
The honeymoon. The missus has been away a couple of times to visit her sister in the Philippines. I'm going for a slash.
Andy spends his holidays in here.
I don't believe he's finally going on holiday.
He left luggage down the keg room, so it must be true.
You're running a left luggage business now.
To go with his left people business.
And he doesn't seem in the best of form.
That's the stress of a holiday. When are you heading off?
Tomorrow. Early.
I thought you were going tonight.
Yeah, well, tonight. I mean, it'll be tomorrow when we get there.
Where are you going?
Where?
Yeah, where are you going? Dundo es de Uvamuso. You really aren't used to this holiday lark, are you? People say they're going on holiday. Then the people they've just told ask them where they're going. And then the people going on holiday answer, usually by naming the country they're going to on holiday. So where are you going?
Spain.
Spain. Whereabouts?
Spain. The coast. The coastal area.
Ah, yeah, I've heard of that. It's near the sea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it self-catering?
Or? Yeah, self-catering. Everything's included. Food, drink, sun.
Much was that?
400 for the family.
Family? How many's that?
The three. The four of us. Nancy, Orla, Andrew and me.
How long for?
2 weeks.
Give me that, Harold. See if I can find a better deal.
Look, Nancy booked it, so I'm not sure of the details.
Spain, Costa del Sol, Majorca or Menorca. 1 week, €299 per person, 500 for 2 weeks. Wow, you got an unbelievable deal.
Yeah, just lucky, I guess.
Who was that with?
Oh, you'd have to ask Nancy.
Oh, I'd love to go to Spain. I hear they have real sunbeds there.
Oh, I remember Spain. Oh, those were the days. The salad days. The Spanish salad days. Or tapas days, as they call them. Over there in El Spanio. Happy tapas days. The bulls, the matador, the swords. Happy, happy tapas days. They serve it in Dublin now, apparently. The young ones from the hotel do be going to the place where they serve tapas, it's called. Do you know what it's called?
Is it a tapas bar, Alison?
Tapas bar, yes. That's the name of the place. Tapas bar. I think it must be a new place. Do you know where it is?
No, Alison, I don't.
Yeah, new. I suppose all these Spanish students who came here in the 80s, they must have passed their exams and got jobs and needed somewhere to eat and set up a tapas bar. Spanish lighting and bull meat and swords instead of knives and dramatic waiters who take your order like something amazing will happen. Yeah. Do you sell tapas here?
No, Alison, we don't.
He had his tapas license revoked when they found out he was serving yesterday's ham and cheese sandwiches.
No, Alison, we don't, and don't be heeding him.
My name's not Alison. It's Senorita.
Of course, Senorita. Would Senorita like another baby sham?
Oh, yes. Dankeschön, Enrique. You should serve tapas here. It's wonderful. Oh, yeah. You get lots of different plates with lots of different dishes and tastes and experiences.
Not just the one plate with a lump of meat. The string of beans like a streak of misery and the splash of mash like an old man's arse.
Oh, and the bull fighting with the bull staggering, dying like a headless chicken and the sword sticking out of him like a pincushion who doesn't know he's a pincushion. The saddest thing of all, a living thing that doesn't know it's dying.
You've never been to Spain, Alison.
And who are you to say that to me?
Well, you know who I am. Well, you know.
I do.
Have a West Coast cooler on the house.
Thanks.
It's turning out a very fraught night. Can we not all relax?
And you'd be the ref, would you? Or the old UN. Never getting involved. Just always looking.
Horoscopes. That'll cheer us up.
Whenever did the wide open possibilities of the future being herded into the words of the human ever cheer anybody up?
Andy, you read them. Go on.
It's called Your Stars in here.
Your Stars. Yeah. Makes us feel at home in the universe. Look, like we own the sky. I can't afford to buy a house to live in, but never mind, for I own the stars.
Now, how can stars tell you anything? Most of them are just light from stars that are already dead.
Just read the bloody yolks.
Anybody know their star sign?
Virgo.
How do you know that?
My wife's into it. She likes to know everything that's going on, you know, even in the future.
Virgo.
We're practical.
Then why do you read the stars?
Virgo, collectively, Virgonians.
What's the collective term for Scorpios?
Scorponians. Aries, Arians. You'll meet a tall, blonde stranger.
You don't believe in that stuff, do you?
Nah. Just makes the world a bit more interesting.
Virgo, focus on new beginnings and your future. Very soon you'll find yourself with greater freedom.
I guess the guy who got shot wasn't a Virgo, so?
How come star signs never predict death? Now, if I was one of the hundreds of thousands who die every day, I'd sue the star sign people.
Well, they said it was mistaken identity. Maybe the man who was shot had a different star sign. Maybe he was a Gemini. You will be stabbed 26 times in front of a mirror. No. Pisces, you'll be battered to death with a hammer while eating lasagna in a fish restaurant. No, Cancer, you will... you know what?
Leo, you will be poisoned to death while watching Murder, She Wrote.
Libra, electrocuted while seated in a correctional institution.
Taurus, you will be slowly bled to death for the entertainment of man.
Aries, your shredded face will be served to you by a tennis player with a tennis racket strung with cheese wire.
Aquarius, you will die in the desert. No, can't find shot twice in the back of the head in front of your two children in a case of mistaken identity. It's not predicted for any one of the 12 categories of all humanity. Lucky colour, red.
Lucky colour? What if you're one of those people who sees colours instead of hear sounds?
Westlife. I'd hate to see that colour.
Horoscope. Well named.
If you get your birth chart done with the exact time of your birth, they can tell by the position of the stars and the place of your birth how your life will turn out. They can make predictions. It's predeterminism. Where you're born decides what's going to happen.
What about free will?
And maybe the gun jams and you end up living your life inside a gun that never goes off. Saturday night special.
You're fucked from the beginning. Birth is like a bullet. They take aim, fire. You're blasted out the barrel and wham. We're fucked. Buried in somebody else's skull. Dead and buried in the skull of some father of two. Head-on collision.
Mistakes. That's what they pass off as free will. That's what they say is the reason for keeping going. It's all to play for. Of course, all the time you're just travelling forward in the direction of the end. The killing of somebody with your own body.
What about free will?
The only free will we have is the freedom to pretend that we have free will.
I saw a fine film about free will last night. They used a whale as a symbol of how trapped we are. The whale had no choice. It was very good.
Oh, that was Free Willy.
How can there be free will when you can get two bullets in the back of your head for no reason? There is no such thing as free will. You think somebody wants to get a bullet in the back of the head?
I'll show you free will. Point, Damon. God, news is depressing. Why do you pay good money to read that rag?
I read it because I have no choice. It is written.
Badly written.
We have an obligation to read the bad news. We must witness our reality.
And no better place to witness it than from the comfort of this fake newsroom. That's just voyeurism dressed up as concern. It's all bullshit.
Hey, lads.
What's up?
Hey, Fanta. You're in good form.
I was until I walked in here. Where's the funeral?
He was shot in the back of the head in front of his two children. The professional hitman walked calmly away.
Who was?
The man in the paper.
Oh. Just because it's a man in the paper, it doesn't
Where
make
you any... get a hitman if you wanted that? And maybe there's a number here in the Herald. We could ring him up and ask him why on earth he did such a thing.
What are you reading about this? It's pub time.
We're reading about this because this is real life. This is happening right in front of our faces. This is what's real. Not sitting here drinking and talking about the colour of your latest jumper.
What's up with him?
He's going on holiday.
Hey, Eamon, give us an orange.
One Fanta and vodka coming up.
And I'll have a pint.
Go on then.
Hey, Fanta. Is your ad in the paper yet?
What ad?
Fanta. Fanta's added a new bow to his carpentry services.
Look in the A to his ad.
It's not an ad in the A to Z he needs. Should be in the personals. An ad where you can meet yourself.
Shut up. I asked you not to mention it.
Let's see. Dentists, Samaritans, zookeepers. That's life in a nutshell. Teeth pain and someone to take care of you.
Burn it. Stop now.
Builder available. Tell me something I don't believe in now. Divorce services. DIY divorce. DIY divorce.
Who wants a DIY divorce? You'd probably end up with a crooked divorce that will collapse after 6 months and end in marriage again. Out of the frying pan and into the dishwasher.
And what would you know about the dishwasher?
Modern carpentry. Here we go. All types of work done. Built to your own design. Lazy bastards. That's modern carpentry for you. Let someone else do the work. Cabinets, kitchens and corner units. Call after six. After six? What is he, a vampire character?
Free coffin with every order.
Now look, give your kitchen a facelift. You think a kitchen needs a fucking facelift? It's time to stop watching Desperate Housewives, man.
What's Desperate Housewives, Baron?
Just something my wife watches.
With you on our lap like a little poodle, huh?
Hey, relax the cat.
Where's that lad, Fanta, huh? Let's see. Ah, here's a good one. Laminate flooring. You can put that in the bedroom, huh, you dirty old bollocks, Fanta?
Yeah, that'd be right up Fanta Street.
Shut it, Coolio.
Where is the ad?
It's the personals you want to look in.
Bernard, please, I'm flipping warning.
What's up, Fanta? Why are you getting your knickers in a twist?
Here he is, Mr. Carefree himself.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
Hi, lads.
Mr. Not a Care in the World.
Mr. Free Willy.
What are you having, son?
I'll have an orange juice.
Like father, like son, what?
I hope not. We don't need another sober spy watching us all night.
You sure you don't want something stronger?
Yes, I don't. Those apples put hair in your balls.
Orange.
Go on, stick a vodka in there.
I don't want hairs in my chest. I'm not an animal.
Hairs aren't in with the young ones. They do be like on the smooth chest. I've had mine done. Alison.
Fascinating men.
Metrosexual, they call it.
Change acres. Metrosexual. Never heard of it.
Men who don't like to be hairy. New men who want to get away from the past and the cave and the back of the brain.
Pussies.
No. Negotiators. Leaving the fighting behind. Men in touch with their feelings. Speakers, not fighters. Emotionally intelligent. Wear underpants in different colours. Thongs too. No vests. No problem with female reps. Moisturiser. Don't have beer bellies. In fact, the type of men you're looking for. Men who wouldn't put two bullets in the back of another man's head.
I'd say he's asexual, but without the old beer belly. The great symbol of this great country. Did you put a beer belly on the fucking flag?
Metrosexual. Homosexual. Heterosexual. What's next?
Nanosexual. Sex expressed only in the tiniest gestures. Expressions of difference will be banned in the interest of worldwide peace. And the sexual act will consist of the tiniest gestures in order to minimise the sense of difference and therefore any potential conflict. love will be replaced by liking, and passion will be replaced by niceness, and the horny, raw hunger of men and women replaced by irony and the attitude. It's our destiny to live our lives like 8-year-olds from a well-to-do family, if the human race is to survive.
Sean, what are you up to these days?
I've just finished school, so off for the summer. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe travel around Europe a bit. After that, I don't know.
Ah, carefree and all, huh? All aboard the Transsexual Express. Lucky man with your youth on you like a fantastic suit money can't buy. Doesn't know what he's going to do, eh, Bernard?
I lived a lot alone.
The state of not knowing what to do. When you're young, I don't know what to do. It's a good thing. It's about choices and options. I don't know which party to go to. I don't know which job to take. I don't know which girl to go out with. I don't know which shirt to wear. I don't know which of a load of exciting roads to take. I don't know what to do. It's an opportunity. It's a freedom. A blank check written by life for you to cash in as often as you like. However, when you're old...
Older.
When you're old... I don't know what to do is a bad thing. It's trouble. I don't know what to do about my failing marriage, the money I owe to the bank, the stress of my job at work, how I'm going to pay for this or that, for the bills, how I'm going to survive. I don't know how much longer I can continue down this solitary road I've ended up on. I don't know what to do is the end.
I better go.
Listen to him. Always going.
Ah, the youth. The luxuriating stretch of the supple body on the recliner of that question. What am I going to do?
I'm going to stay.
Listen to him. Always staying.
Ah, the aged. The huddled crouch of the balled up body in the corner of the question. What am I going to do?
I have to go, Dad.
Seeing somebody? Off to meet a young lady. Don't use a condom. Yours is the procreation time. Do it now. Give her one for us. For us, it's too late. We have the drive, but not the reason, eh? Is it any wonder we drink? We're dead.
Here, here.
Get older. Sex is all drive and no arrive. Sex is not for procreation, it's procrastination. Putting off the inevitable.
The inevitable? If this is the inevitable, I'm moving to France.
Oh, you'll find out, son. That's what it's all about. The inevitable.
You don't know anything.
Don't heed him, son. That's just old people talking to their youth. The inevitable doesn't have to happen.
The inevitable doesn't have to happen. Words of the wise.
Take it easy, Andy.
I don't have to stay here and listen to this.
Man of choices. Should I stay or should I go?
I'm going. And you can stay here where they call you Fanta and treat you like a kid and drink your orange. But I won't drink orange and listen to this.
Boy, son.
Cheerio, Orangina.
He's a nice boy. He reminds me of someone I knew once. Many, many, many ago. That was the time of the young men.
Why were you like that with him?
Like what?
You know, hard, rough.
Violent.
I don't know. No, I don't feel good. I really don't feel good. I feel bad. I need another pint.
Maybe not such a good idea.
Hot whiskey. That'll make you good again.
Hot whiskey. How can there be hope for a country where an alcoholic drink is considered medicine?
Do you mind if I sit here?
Oh, my pleasure, young man.
Young lady.
My Ryan O'Neill.
My Ali McGraw. Would you like to accompany me home?
Oh, you are a very forward young man.
Thank you, lovely lady. Will you take my arm?
Oh, delighted. Home, yes, home. Delightful home. That's where I'd like to be. Good night, gentlemen.
Night. Night, awesome. See you, Professor.
Good day.
Oh, and Andy?
Yes?
Be quiet in yourself. Be quiet.
Safe home, you two. Okay. Cycle carefully. I don't know how they manage that tandem at this time of night, in that sort of state.
State of marriage, you mean?
I guess that's one way to keep a marriage fresh. Keep meeting anew every night you go out.
Yeah, don't see many people riding tandems these days, especially at night.
Here you go, Andy. You don't look well at all.
Oh, thanks. I have a bit of a rough time.
At how?
At home, at work, In the street, in the park, in the car, all around the world. Oh, that's better. Hot whiskey reminds me of being a child. So, what's with the carpentry? Where's this ad?
I wouldn't put the ad in.
Shut up. Don't tell him.
Wouldn't put a carpentry ad in the paper. What type of furniture, you know?
He calls it adult furniture.
Adult furniture. So no bright colours. Just dark, heavy brown wood.
No, just blue.
Blue? Furniture for the boys.
Yep. Put your finger on it.
Burn it. You said you wouldn't tell.
Blue. X-rated. Fanta designs and makes X-rated furniture.
What do you mean? Like furniture with naked people on it?
A chest of drawers with knobs.
No. Fanta makes furniture for the man with needs.
Is there any other kind of man?
He makes furniture, how can I say, in which the lonely middle-aged man can find relief. Yeah, furniture for the horny man in a hurry. Yeah, he's putting the wood in furniture. Fanta's building furniture you can interact with in a sexy way.
Sure.
Now, really, truly, deeply, Fanta's building furniture that men can have sex with. He's already built cupboards and wooden panelling that goes around washing machines. He puts concealed holes with receptacles.
This isn't true.
True.
You're telling me that I can get the thrill back into my life by humping furniture.
Let's face it, our sex drive is no use to anybody. It's surplus to the needs of society. When was the last time you had sex?
A while.
A while? Is that weeks or years?
Both.
Look at us. Everything we do instead of having sex. We work instead of having sex. We watch TV instead of having sex. We play golf instead of having sex. We make jokes about sex instead of having sex. At this stage, I think that even if we have sex, we do it in a way that felt like we were having sex instead of having sex. We eat instead of having sex. We drink instead of having sex. The National Bear Belly is just a shield to stop us having to look at that pathetic pendulum of flesh. Pathetic. But not anymore. I'm bringing some excitement to the sex lives of men who don't have a sex life. The thrill of making love in any room in the house. To any room in the house.
Oh, that orange has gone to your head, Fanta.
Sex with the environment. It's what men have always wanted. To ride everything. Everywhere. To ride the feckin' world. Tables. Cupboards. A sexy tall boy. No long intros, as they say in the sex lines. My ambition for the future is to build an alarm clock you'll enjoy waking up to in the morning. The horrible wake-up buzzing that cuts your being in two, and the morning hard-on haunting you like some old photo from your past, and you've got 30 seconds before it wilts back into the flaccid inventory of your day. Just flip open the little alarm flap, and hey, voila! Enjoy the immeasurable pleasure of fucking time. It's the dream of a god.
Fanta, you finally flipped. You should go and live in Holland.
Yeah, Van Fanty.
I have to go to the toilet.
I'm just building prototypes, but there's a need there, so there's going to be a market.
You should go on Dragon's Den. I'd love to see that pitch.
The world is a sick, sick place. I have to go.
Well, you have one for the road. Well, I got you a point, so...
No, I got to shoot off. Some stuff to finish off. I got to get off, you know, early in the morning. Be at the airport for early.
You're going away?
Yeah, taking the family. Here, you take the Herald.
We've read it from cover to cover. There's nothing left.
Not quite. There's one bit you haven't read.
What's that?
The obituary.
Go gently into that good night.
Professor, I thought you'd gone.
I have.
Don't want to read the obituary. Bad luck.
Read it, I said. Okay?
Okay.
No, promise me you'll read it.
Okay, okay.
No, I mean you should read it. I'm not just saying the words. I mean it. Read it. Right?
Okay, I'll read it. I don't want to end up in the obituaries.
Good. Well, goodbye. I'll say goodbye then.
Goodbye.
I just wanted to say...
What is it?
Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
The long goodbye.
Professor, you're not here, so shut it.
The worst thing about being sober in a pub is that there always comes a point in the night when everybody begins to repeat the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and...
Obituaries. Here we are. I've never had to read the obituaries before. Should I kneel? Make the sign of the cross? Debase myself in some way?
Did somebody die?
No, Andy asked us.
Instructed us.
To look at the obits. Here it is. I wonder I couldn't find it. It's under deaths, not obits.
Where's Andy?
Gone softly into that good night.
Will you shut up, Professor? You're not even here anymore, are you? I thought you left with Alison ages ago.
Yes, I did.
So why am I still hearing you?
Because there's a part of me that never leaves this place.
And he's gone. He forgot his luggage. The suitcases are still in the keg cellar where he left them.
He's flying off tomorrow at 6. You better ring him.
I thought he was leaving tonight. What's his number?
I thought you'd have it.
Why would I have it?
He's in here all the time.
Loads of people are in here all the time.
Thought you were his friend.
I'm the bartender.
I've got it. No answer.
Well, look, if he's flying out tomorrow, he's sure to come back for them.
Maybe he wants to save on baggage allowance.
Allworthy. Brackets, Harney's Nursing Home. October 27th. Edward, brackets Eddie, sadly missed by his beloved wife Jean.
Stop reading that.
Andy told us to read it. He wants us to look at it.
It's morbid.
That's life.
Professor, I won't tell you again.
Sorry, I keep forgetting. I'm not here.
Deaths, from Casey to Trainer. It's like an A to Z of the underworld. Barrett, Bell, Bourne, Callahan, Horahan. God.
He's dead too, is he?
Last orders at the bar now.
Did you say burn? You said burn.
Yeah, three of them. Boom.
Read them. That's Andy's name. Read them.
Bourne, brackets, knee nailer, stroke, Bourne. Nancy, November 1st. Died peacefully in the presence of her loving husband. Deeply regretted by her loving husband and her daughter, Orla, and son, Andrew.
Nancy? That rings a bell.
For whom the bell tolls.
Nancy? Wasn't that the name of Andy's wife?
What are you on about? You're saying his wife's dead?
No, just saying that I thought Nancy was his wife's name.
What do you mean? You're saying his wife died last night and he's trying to get over it by going on holidays tomorrow morning?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that...
Well, don't!
Nancy, regretted by her son and daughter. What were their names?
Orla and Andrew.
Read the other Burns.
Bourne, Orla. November 1st, died peacefully in the presence of her loving father. Sadly missed by her loving father and mother, Andrew and Nancy Bourne, and her brother, Andrew Bourne. Andrew Jr. died in the loving...
Andrew and Orla are Andy's kids' names, and Nancy is his wife.
Wait, stop. What are you saying? That his kids have died? That his whole family has died and he's going away on holiday tomorrow to get over it?
Maybe they didn't just die, maybe he...
Well... Maybe he...
Shut up. Don't say that, or I swear I will.
You'll kill us, isn't it?
Yeah, break up.
You stressed me Gansy and ripped off me lucky charm bracelet, Count Basie.
Burner, take it easy.
Okay, come on, look, what's this going to do? Fly out tomorrow with his family packed away safely in his luggage.
Look, let's just calm down.
This isn't like this. It's not like this.
Time, gentlemen, please. Time, gentlemen, please.
This is just some joke he's after pulling, some holiday lark. Eamon, give us 3 whiskies, 3 doubles.
Okay.
What are you doing? We're finished.
Just the last one for the road.
Okay, 10 minutes, and then out. We're finished at a certain time, and when we're finished. I want to get to my home.
Crazy.
Riley hears that we got us.
Maybe we should ring the guards. You okay, Fanta?
God, that stuff is terrible. How do you drink it at all?
The guards? What are you going to tell them, huh? Guard, our friend, see, yeah, he killed his family yesterday and he put a death notice in the Herald for them. So his kids have died and his wife's dead and he's off on holiday in the morning. Yes, guard, you're right there, guard. He's probably bringing the whole family with him in his luggage. Yes, guard, no, guard. I don't want to accompany you down the station.
He didn't bring his luggage.
What are you on about?
He left his luggage in here earlier today and it's still there in the keg cellar.
Jesus. Ah, Jesus, what are you saying?
What? What is it? What is it?
Don't be saying that. Please don't be saying that.
What's he saying? What's he saying?
How much luggage is down there?
Three pieces. It's one of these sets, matching luggage sets. A small one, a medium one and a big one.
Ah, Jesus, no, no. What does that mean? What the hell does that mean?
Here, give me that. What the? This is too weird.
What the hell is it?
It's a picture of Andy in here.
In the paper? Why is there a picture of him in the paper?
In memoriam, Andy Byrne.
What the hell's going on? Is this a sick joke? There's a picture of Andy in the obits and a tribute.
Byrne, Andy, Andrew. Not a day goes by, but we wonder why. You left us here, how we love you, dear. Our hearts are sore. Every day we miss you more and more. I'm sorry I let you down.
Andy!
I loved you more than you could ever know.
Andy!
What I reap is what I sow. We will meet in a better place.
That's wrong. That's not right. That can't be.
Andy! 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 Andy!
He's gone. Gone.
The end. That was a lovely movie.
Oh, love story. Are you coming up, love?
No, I'll stay and watch Death Wish.
That was Hark the Herald Angels Sings by Kevin Gildee. Andy was played by Owen Rowe, and Bernard was played by Paul Tylak. Joe Taylor played Prof, and Sue Collins played Allison. Eamon was played by Andrew Bennett, and Fanta was played by Danny Keogh. The Herald Vendor and Sean were played by Keith Hanna. Liam Heffernan played Colchie Jim, and Jared Lee played the barman. Sound supervision was by Andrew Kane, and the dramaturge was Jesper Bergman. Special thanks to Paul Donoghue of Corrigan's Bar, Ranelagh, for location recordings. Hark the Herald Angels Sings by Kevin Gildee was produced by Kevin Brew. The series producer of RTE Radio Drama is Kevin Reynolds.